You are back with the conversation. You know, at protests across the country, a strange sight is becoming increasingly common. Heavily armed protesters with their rifles and tactical gear wearing Aloha shirts. HBR's Ryan Finnerty has a story out today looking into the trend. So, you know, Ryan, we heard about this, a couple of months ago. So why Aloha shirts and guns?
Yeah, good morning, Catherine. This is a trend that's been on the rise for the better part of the last year now, it seems like. In large part, these men are members of various right-wing militia groups from across the country, and there are hundreds of such groups all over the place of different sizes, and they all kind of have their own set of principles or beliefs, but generally they tend to be very libertarian, particularly when it comes to gun rights, and they often have a distinctly anti-government worldview, and they see, or they say that they see the government, particularly the federal government, as a vehicle for oppressing people or taking away their civil rights. And everyone's probably seen videos and photos of armed groups at protests. That isn't really new. But what we have been seeing more recently is this striking sight of heavily armed men who might normally be wearing camouflage or street clothes underneath their tactical vests are now wearing brightly colored Aloha shirts, and it is really a striking sight when you see it. They are members of these different groups. Some of them are just individuals, but the umbrella term that they have given themselves is the Boogaloo Boys. It's not really an organization, but kind of a loose social group of people who have similar beliefs. They're typically very pro Second Amendment, and they share this belief that at some point the government is going to try and take away privately owned firearms and triggering a second civil war, which they call the Boogaloo, hence their name, the Boogaloo Boys. And to get an overview of that term and where it comes from and why these people who believe it have started adopting Aloha attire, I spoke with Reese Jones. He's a geography professor at the University of Hawaii at Manoa who studies immigration. And he came across the trend while he was doing research for a book and dug into its origins.
It all goes back to a 1984 movie called Breaking Two, Electric Boogaloo, which was a complete flop because it was terrible. But over the years, that film has become a cult classic. And in the last few years, as the internet has become a place for memes and message boards, memes about that film had become popular. And it's become a joke because of how bad the film was. At the same time, on those message boards, 8chan, 4chan, Reddit, there's also a lot of far-right discussions happening. This is the place where people who have extremist far-right views go to talk to each other, to exchange ideas, to share jokes with each other. And another idea that's floating around on those far-right message boards is the idea that the government and liberals are coming to take their guns. And that idea has been fanned by conspiracy theorist websites like InfoWars and Alex Jones, who have called it the Second Civil War and suggested that they need to prepare for the Second Civil War that's going to be happening and train for that. So as happens on the internet, those two different ideas have kind of now blended together into a single set of memes where Breaking to Electric Boogaloo has turned into Civil War to Electric Boogaloo. And then eventually the idea of this coming Second Civil War became just the Boogaloo. But that also has started to change and to evolve into different terms for Boogaloo. One of those is Big Igloo, which is kind of a cognate phrase. And so you'll see often on far right symbols, you'll see these igloos on there, and that's because of Big Igloo, which means Boogaloo, which means coming civil war. And then they've also started to use Big Luau as another phrase that comes from Boogaloo. So they say Big Luau to mean Boogaloo, to mean Civil War II, that's coming. And so you'll increasingly see people at these far right events wearing aloha shirts as if they're going to a luau, because they're going to the big luau, which for them is the coming civil war that's going to happen when people try to take their guns from them.
So I'm like shaking my head. I mean, I have to admit, you know, when I first saw this a couple of months ago, I thought, oh, hopefully it's just, you know, people who want to stand out in the crowd and wearing a bright, you know, cheery shirt. But it's really taken on a whole nother life. I mean, what's the reaction been locally?
Yeah, I should say that one of the gentlemen, he's a member of a militia in Washington State. His name's Matt Marshall, who his photo wearing an aloha shirt has become really prominent. He told NPR reporter Hannah Alem, who reports on the alt-right, that, and he's credited for starting this trend by a lot of people, he told her that he did it as a way to soften his image, so actually kind of along the lines of what you were saying, rather than this kind of complex metaphor, nonverbal signal. So, you know, it's like so many of these things in the modern era, there's not just one answer. But in terms of the local reaction, I was really interested in talking to some people who have made aloha shirts a big part of their lives and their livelihoods, since this is a pretty hard left turn, or I guess hard right, you would say, a turn in the purpose of these shirts and what they mean. One of the people I spoke to was Kuhau Zane. He is the son of Hilo-based Native Hawaiian designer Sig Zane, who works for the company Sig Zane Designs. And I was really interested to hear what he thought, not just about the shirts being used in this way as a designer, but also as a Native Hawaiian, because these shirts, aloha shirts, in a lot of the world are called Hawaiian shirts. And people in Hawaii know that they're not originally Native Hawaiian in origin, but that's not necessarily common knowledge everywhere else. So I was curious to hear what he thought about it from both of those aspects of his life. And he really surprised me, and he said that he wasn't that concerned about it. And he started by saying that he sees aloha shirts as a modern form of Native Hawaiian art, and he kind of drew a parallel to ukulele, which was not originally Hawaiian, but was adopted by Hawaiians, and they created this new art form, Hawaiian music, from it. And so he said that's sort of how he sees aloha shirts, and that, you know, if you view it as art, this is what happens with art. An artist puts it out into the world, and then people will kind of adapt it and interpret it in new ways and do unexpected things with it. But he also drew a clear distinction between the shirts that are being designed here in Hawaii and worn here in Hawaii and these ones being worn by the Boogaloo Boys on the mainland, which are more just tropical-themed shirts. And here's what he had to say about it.
I'm not necessarily that worried, because you're not changing Hawaii. So they can do their thing. That's cool. If you were to come to Hawaii in that first time and you're to see somebody wearing an aloha shirt and they tell you the story behind it and it's literally about a mountain that's right behind you, I think that that's an authentic experience that nobody will be able to take away.
And I was also curious about the potential business implications, you know, that we have this movement online to stop purchasing from businesses that don't support certain social values. And, you know, you could imagine something like that happening with the manufacturers of aloha shirts by people who don't understand that distinction that Kuhau just outlined. But he said he wasn't worried about that either. He said most of their market is here in Hawaii, and he doesn't think people here in Hawaii are going to be influenced by these fashion choices that are being made by mostly mainland groups. And so he kind of surprised me and wasn't too concerned by this development.
Well, good story, Ryan. Really an interesting conversation that people are having around aloha shirts and Boogaloo Boys. Thanks so much.
Sure thing, Catherine.
We've been talking to HPR's Ryan Finnerty. To read his story, go to hawaiipublicradio.org.